Menschen mit Migrationshintergrund
People with a migrant background
Belastungen
are exposed to different psychological burdens.
Arbeitslosigkeit
Unemployment is a common factor. In addition, there's the stress of having to fit into a new community, having to learn new rules. A lot of independence is lost. 60% of my patients suffer from depression. And more than 50% of my patients have a psychotic disorder. And 20% have an anxiety disorder. The rest are patients with adjustment difficulties, and many of these suffer also from depressive syndromes. That is relatively high on average. In normal practices, the proportion of depressive episodes are higher.
Das ist so schon relativ hoch, weil das ist so für normale niedergelassene psychiatrische Praxis vielleicht dieser Anteil von leider depressiver Episode etwas höher. Das heißt, Patienten kommen relativ spät.
Patients often arrive very late in treatment at my practice. Some come even with very severe depression, with suicidal thoughts, maybe even with unnoticed suicide attempts in the past. Then they come to us and I have to take some of these patients immediately. We also have a large proportion of patients with post-traumatic stress disorder who have experienced a severe trauma back then. They experienced the Vietnam War and also the war in Cambodia with China. Of course, that's what matters a lot. Those dreams they have of those days, these noises, the airplane sounds that flew over Hanoi.
Und diese Flugzeuggeräusche damals, die über Hanoi geflogen sind.
Many of the contract workers were well educated, even with university degrees. They came to the GDR, worked on machinery, were on the production line or sewed. Then came the experience of the fall of the Berlin Wall. Can you see how that affects you? We can actually observe something here. We call this the second migration. They came to the GDR and after the change, everything was new again. Their residence status was questioned and suddenly they were unemployed. That also matters. It's a very critical time of uncertainty. This also creates an ambivalence towards the authorities. They are driven into the illegal sector.
Weil sie keine Arbeitserlaubnis haben, dann müssen sie auch in diese illegalen Arbeitssektoren arbeiten. Ja.
And how does that express itself? What symptoms?
Symptom nicht, sondern das ist auch immer so.
It is more of a condition than a symptom. As you have no status, you cannot go back to Vietnam. You can't travel, you can't visit your family. That is, there are always these affective breaks in the family, either between spouses or if the parents have already migrated and the children are still in Vietnam. There are long breaks of 5 years or more with very little contact.
Deutschland konnte noch nicht die Kinder nachziehen und dann die Kinder muss in Vietnam bei Großeltern
bleiben. So the children might be at the parents, grandparents in Vietnam. And this often leads to big family conflicts. For example, the kids say, I do not understand my father. Or the father says the kids do not understand him. And this is simply because they cannot follow their development over time. It is very difficult to restore the emotions after these long breaks.